Yeah, that was the 1989 Grand Final between the Canberra Raiders and the Balmain Tigers, and the Raiders coming away victorious. It's certainly a clip that you never get sick of looking at, TK,
you
if you're a Raiders supporter, but if you're a Balmain Tiger, it would devastate you. But it's 30 years this year.
Wow.
And the Raiders are celebrating it this weekend when they take on the West Tigers, and we're lucky enough to be joined by one of the greats of rugby league and a former teammate of mine and a wonderful ambassador for the game of rugby league, Steve Walters. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Going very, very well, mate. Can you believe it? 30 years?
Yeah, well, lucky for me, I was only 15 at the time, mate. So it puts me 45 now. But that, isn't it? Like, that'd be like us. I was thinking about that the other day, mate, in 89. The team from 1959 coming along to say hello. So, yeah, it does make you feel old, that's for sure.
Hey, Steve, I've been framing a market about best on ground, right? Laurie's coming off a fairly good preparation, but I think I've got you as the 6-4 favourite for best on ground over the next 2 days in Canberra.
Yeah, I got a weight advantage too, TK. I'll fill down a little bit, so I've probably got a bit of a head start on Laurie there. He's still pretty fit, mate, but yeah. Really looking forward to heading down the nation's capital for the weekend. Hey, what a good night that is. You'll just have a few beers and tell each other how good you were.
Well, it is a big weekend, isn't it, Steve? We've got the Hall of Fame dinner tonight and then, of course, an old boys reunion at the football on Saturday. And it's always good to catch up with guys you haven't seen for a while.
It is, mate. And especially, I mean, we've been kicking the cans up here for the last week after getting busted in the Origin for game three. So it's nice to think about some good things and come down and catch up with the guys that, I mean, some of them you see around the traps, but a lot of the guys you see at the reunion, that's the only time I see them each year. So it's a great night.
Yeah. Well, Queensland made that Canberra Raiders team.
Yeah, we did. Well, they've changed strategy now, TK, of course, which I think is going really well for them. They've got all the English guys now.
Yeah.
Probably have to pay too much for the Queenslanders. They've got the Pommies over there and then you don't lose them in the middle of the year. So I think it's a great strategy, actually. And they're all, from what I can see, you know, good players and seem like really good fellas. So the club's sailing along really well.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the ex-players and a lot of Raiders supporters box are quite excited because I think the first time for a while, we probably genuinely believed that if we get some luck towards the back end of this season, we could, you know, we could win it.
Mate, there's a real optimism around. Even up here, when I bump into Raiders people up in Brisbane, you're 100% right. Even my son's on board, because when he was a young bloke, he's 18 now, but when he was young, he used to say to me, when we go in the grand final, Dad, and I said, as soon as the green machine's in, mate, he goes, yeah, yeah. And he got to about 12, and then he said, well, you only say that because you know they'll never make it. But this year, he said, oh, you might be behind me then tickets at the end of the year. So even he thinks they're going to be in there.
Yeah, no. Well, they're playing good. They're playing. They're in third position at the moment. And you mentioned those Englishmen who have added something to this Canberra side. What about yourself, mate? You spent a bit of time down there. Obviously, won 3 premiership. What's some of the greatest moments you've had down there?
Oh, the 3 premierships. Life's like pretty. You look at it now. It's hard to win premierships, and it was just a good time to be at the club. You're there 11 years. You're in the semis. I think 9 of the 11. Five of those 9 times you're in the grand final, 3 of the 5 times you win them. So can't, you know, just lucky to be in the right place at the right time. And down there, it was a great time for myself. Not dissimilar to you yourself coming from Geraldine, just coming poking down from Ipswich pretty well down there. So it was just fantastic. And particularly the 89 one, I still think that, you know, because it was the first time that we won anything, and that was really just an exciting time.
We're pretty lucky, aren't we, really, when, you know, they talk about this grand final being the best of all time, and we were a part of it.
It was, but, you know, at the time, you don't pay that much attention because you're just out there playing and doing what you love and training and having fun and stuff. But, yeah, it was, looking back now, yeah. And I think because it was the part that I liked the most about that is that you look at the Raiders team now and you think, oh, they had a lot of quite well-established names in the game. They weren't at that stage. You know, just young fellas making their way. They sort of, quite a few of them end up going and doing okay in the end. But it was a young team from Canberra in 89 in particular.
Mm. Yeah, I know. They went on to do pretty good things, mate. In the wash-up, mate, Steve, after have you done the post-mortem with, obviously you're on the coaching staff with Kevy for Queensland, have you sat down and had a post-mortem yet?
No, I just checked him coming down to Canberra on Saturday. He's coming down, TK.
He's down?
Man too, from the early days, Kevy. He was, of course, in the 89 final, so he's going to come down himself. So we'll let the dust settle for a week. It sort of drains you. Time you had at the end of an Origin series, win or lose, you've sort of had enough and want to refresh. But yeah, we'll catch up and have a chat. There was lots of things to like about what Queensland did in the series, so that'll work out okay.
Yeah,
and,
we
better give Lance Daly his guitar skills at the Raiders Club on Sunday night. A rap too, Loz. Been a good song. He punched out old Lance. Did a great job there, didn't he?
Every Sunday night, my old man, if he was over from June 8th, he'd get up with the band and play his guitar, and away we went.
What was his go-to?
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good. I think they might actually open the old private bin just as a little pop-up for the night.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what Lance did, mate, because he'd be looking a bit scruffy out having a couple of beers with you and having a good time. And he knew as soon as he knew his gig was coming up, he'd be straight in the toilets, flick the hair up, duck the shirt in the duds, and get ready to go. Total professional.
He used to love it. What'd he say? I'll play B Court.
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good was his go-to. But just on that Origin box, I mean, you must have been proud of the boys' performance in Origin 3. I mean, a lot of people had written them off and thought that New South Wales would just turn up on the night and get the job done, but it wasn't as easy as that.
No, lots more to like about Game 3 than Game 2, mate. And I think that's sort of a general feel around the place. If people obviously give you a bit of feedback around the town after the game, what they thought about how the team went, which is great. Yeah, and I think most people sort of thought that too. I mean, you can't... we've been on the end where we've won games like that, I suppose, plenty of times, so it's going to go the other way sometimes. And really good to see them kick back there in the last 20 minutes like you always want your team to do and fight back and get right back into it. So, yeah, you would have loved to have won, but we didn't quite get there. But lots of things to like about it.
Steve, should Kevy take the Gold Coast Titans job if offered?
Oh, that's up to him, TK. In all honesty, I might spin the porky. I haven't even spoke to him about that. When we're away or since we've been back, I imagine he's getting a few calls about it. So I'll just let the dust settle and he can figure that. He's 53 years old, mate. He knows what he wants to do with his life, so he can figure that one out.
He'll get a few calls this weekend, no doubt. Blokes will be telling him what to do.
Yeah, he will, mate. Well, especially, I reckon, we'll wait. We get a few beers into him and then you get into him and say, what's going on, Kev? Come on, just between us.
No, I'm really looking forward to it, mate. What time do you get down there?
Coming down the Savo, Loz. Get down there at half past 4, I think it's flight arrived or 5, mate. Straight home. Got my shirt on. I'm ready to go. Just like the old days.
Oh, like the old days. Are you on your own or are you bringing your lovely wife?
No, boss is coming, mate. Yeah, she's coming down too. So,
oh, jeez. Oh, well, you won't be best on ground then.
What are you, solo? You're solo.
Don't write me off.
Storming down the outside. Good on you, Box. Always great to chat, mate.
Good to talk, boys. Go to the
grain machine. See you tonight, mate. There he is, Steve Walters. All-time great.
30 years ago.
I can't believe it, TK. Cannot believe it. As he said, like in 1989, if someone said, yeah, look, we've got the 1959 side coming to talk.
These old buggers are coming. We're going to have to listen to their old
story.
That's
exactly what you'd be saying.